You know, Arizona grows a lot of roses. If you've ever been out by Luke Air Force Base, I don't remember the statistics, but when we had the Arizona Farm Bureau in, they brought the rose grower in, and it was something ridiculous. Like 88% of all the flowers you buy in your local grocery stores come right here locally. But something did catch my eye. When you go to home shows and trade shows and garden shows, we do a lot of research at different events and expos, and you sign up for this and that. So your email gets captured by all these different PR agencies and expos and trying to get your attention. And one came across my desk that did kind of interest me. We were invited to the Philadelphia Flower Festival. Now, that doesn't sound all that interesting.
Yes, it does. Because it's in Philadelphia.
A flower festival?
I would go to Philadelphia for any reason.
So that's what originally piqued my interest, because I've never been. And I understand there's incredible history and the amount of Well, anyway, this is at the Franklin Delano Roosevelt Park, and it's Saturday and Sunday, 8 to 5. So we might just have to go broadcast
field trip.
Live.
Absolutely. You know, I'm in.
For journalistic reasons, could we expense that? They say the five main reasons to attend is it's outdoors, for one. There's something for everyone, from beginners to experts. It's an opportunity to get your hands dirty. It's a photographer's paradise, and it's in the FDR Park. And this description of the park is what kind of piqued my interest about Philadelphia. And it's created by the Olmsted brothers. Now, some of the other things that you may have seen, they designed the grounds at Capitol Hill. And most of their work, although it was done in the Northwest, they also designed Berkeley College.
Northeast.
Yeah, thank you.
The West.
The East side. What they've done on the West side was Berkeley. And this park is 348 acres. It's got 126 acres of woodland. It's got four baseball diamonds, a skate park, a network of lakes. And this flower show is on a 15-acre stretch right on the main course. So it's sounds and you look at the pictures of it, and it is multicolored roses grown around these, you know, colonial arches that I will agree it's probably going to be a photographer's paradise. So we'll have to get our people on that.
Field trip.
Do you know when this happens?
June 5th and 6th of this year.
If you want to see something beautiful right now that has to do with flowers, go to Desert Botanical Gardens in Phoenix. They have an amazing display by a couple out of San Francisco called the Wind, Water, and Earth Display. And this couple is known, they've got the Water Lily Pond. And they're artists. They take structures and flowers and put them all together. I guess it's just amazing. And looking at the website, you have to have a reservation to get in. To botanical gardens at all. Masks are required, but it's open. You can go look at all those beautiful, beautiful things.
So something a little bit more local. You don't have to travel to Philadelphia to see a nice display. The Arizona Water Municipal, AMWA, they have a organization or a little project they put together called Water Use It Wisely. And a lot of people, when they move here, eventually ask the question, well, how much can Arizona continue to grow before we run out of water? We are actually at the same, despite the no rain monsoon of 2020, our reservoirs are about the same this year as they were last year, over 70% full.
Yes.
Most of those reservoirs are not reliant on the rain. A lot of it is all the snow runoff. But they put together a list of naughty and nice plants for Arizona based on water use. And for every, how many times do we get questions about hibiscus? You know, we've answered that question over 20 years many times. Well, that's on the naughty list. What's on the nice list? It is still a hibiscus, but it's a different variety, San Marcos. So it gives you an alternative if you were looking for, let's say you wanted to plant a privet shrub. Well, instead they suggest a sugar bush. So they try and match something equally in style and design, but it uses much less water. It's a more drought tolerant. And they have this broken down for shrubs as well as trees. So instead of a myrtle, they say, you know, plant a desert willow. So you can get that at wateruseitwisely.com. It is Santa's naughty and wise plant list is the article.
I love it. I love it. Yeah, the state currently, I heard just yesterday, is virtually 100% in a drought-stressed condition. There's no nook or cranny of the state that isn't stressing right now. So, and 70% of the water we use in our urban homes, 70% of it is for our landscape. So be smart. Where can they find that?
WaterUseItWisely.com. Just look for the Plant of the Month, Santa's Naughty, and Wise Plant List. We'll also put a link on today's archive page. Next segment, we have a couple of the key founders of the Queen Creek Botanical Gardens joining us on the line to talk about their newly opened botanical garden, the newest botanical garden, and it also features the industrial-era type water mill. We'll learn more about that.